Hello, dear ones. Welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. Whether this is your first time or you're a regular, we're so glad you're here. Before I begin the message, let's open in prayer. Abba Yahweh, we come before you today with humble hearts and teachable spirits. We ask that you meet us where we are at and increase our understanding. May the lesson today teach us the truth about who we are in you. We are your people, either as part of the natural olive tree that is Israel, or grafted in through the belief in Messiah Yeshua. Open our hearts to receive the truth found in your word as I share this message. Teach through me, that we can all grow up into Yeshua and be one. In Yeshua's precious name, amen. Today, I want to address a teaching that has swept through much of the church over the last two centuries, a framework called dispensationalism. Many of you have heard of pieces of it, even if you don't know the name. The idea is simple, but its impact has been profound. The teaching is that Israel and the church are two separate peoples, each with their own place in Yahweh's plan. John Nelson Darby, a 19th century theologian, popularized this view, drawing a sharp line between Israel and the church. He taught that Israel still has unfinished promises, and that one day, after the church is taken up, God will return his attention back to Israel during a time of great tribulation. But is this what the scriptures actually teach? Or has this framework created confusion, division, and even fostered anti-Semitism within the body of Messiah? I stand before you today, not as someone looking to stir controversy, but as a believer in one God, one Messiah, and one people. My conviction is that when we are born again through faith in Yeshua and baptism, we are grafted into Israel. We become part of the covenants and promises given to the fathers, not a separate people, but one body. Yet this is not just my opinion. This is the clear teaching of Scripture. I've taught on this before, but I felt led to teach on it again. And maybe this message is slightly different than the before. The same things in different ways can help some understand, whereas they didn't quite get it before. And maybe you've never heard my past teachings on this subject, so the message today will be new to you. Either way, let's open the word together and see what Yahweh says. Let's be clear about what dispensationalism claims, so there's no confusion. Darby taught that there are two different groups in Yahweh's plan, Israel and the church. According to this view, the church is a mystery never revealed in the Old Testament, and God will remove the church through what is called the pre-tribulation rapture before returning his focus to Israel during a seven-year period of tribulation. This is the framework behind much of today's end times teaching. But is it biblical? What does the Bible actually say? I believe it tells us that there is one people, not two. Don't just take my word for it. Let's go to the scriptures to see if the word is clear that there is one body, not two. Listen to the Apostle Paul's word in Ephesians 4, 4 through 6, and I'm using the Tree of Life version. There is one body and one Ruach, spirit, just as you also were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one immersion, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Paul isn't ambiguous. He doesn't say there are two peoples with two hopes, two faiths and two baptisms. He says there is one. This is foundational. Paul expands on this idea in Romans 11:17-24. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them and became a partaker of the root of the olive tree with its richness, do not boast against the branches. But if you do boast, it is not you who support the root, but the root supports you. So who is the olive tree? It is Israel. Paul is writing about some of the branches being broken off, representing unbelieving Jews, and wild olive branches, meaning Gentiles, being grafted in. The root and natural branches are clearly the covenants of people of Israel. Romans 11:17-24, Paul never says the olive tree is Israel verbatim, but his entire argument is built on Israel's heritage as the cultivated tree. Several passages in the Old Testament explicitly compare Israel to an olive tree. So let's go over some of the Old Testament imagery that we find there. First, Jeremiah 11:16. Yahweh called your name a leafy olive tree, fair and beautiful with luscious fruits. And Hosea 14:6. His shoots will spread out. His beauty will be like an olive tree and his fragrance like Lebanon. In these passages, olive tree is a poetic picture of Israel as Yahweh's treasured planting. So even though Paul doesn't use the exact phrase, the olive tree is Israel, he's drawing from rich Old Testament imagery. When Paul talks about believing Gentiles being grafted into the olive tree in Romans 11, he's saying we're grafted into Israel's story and promises. Who is the root? It is Yeshua. Romans 15:12 tells us that it refers to the root of Jesse, which is a messianic prophecy, which we also see in Isaiah 11:10. Paul tells us in Romans 11 that we are grafted into the olive tree, supported by the root. The prophets and Yeshua himself say he is the root of Jesse, the foundation of Israel's hope. Remember, you can read that in Isaiah 11:10, as well as Revelation 22:16. And in John 15, Yeshua says, I am the true vine, you are the branches. We are connected to him for life, fruitfulness, and our place in God's family. Whether Paul's metaphor is the olive tree or Yeshua's is the vine, the meaning is the same. There is one source, one people, one Messiah. And we as Gentiles are grafted in. We become part of Israel, not a replacement, not a separate entity, but joined to the same root. Throughout the Hebrew scriptures, Yahweh made it clear that his plan was always to gather people from all nations to himself, not just Israel by birth, but all who would join themselves to him through faith. Prophet Zechariah declares, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming and I will live among you. It is a declaration of Adonai. In that day, many nations will join themselves to Adonai, and they will be my people, and I will dwell among you. Then you will know that Adonai Zavaot has sent me to you. That's Zechariah 2:10-11. Once again, I'm reading from the Tree of Life version. Likewise, Isaiah prophesied that even foreigners who bind themselves to Yahweh, to serve him and love his name, would be brought to his holy mountain and given a place in his house of prayer. Isaiah 56:3-8 says, for my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations. Adonai Elohim, who gathers the dispersed of Israel, declares, I will gather still others to him to those already gathered. These passages confirm that Yahweh's heart has always been to expand his people beyond ethnic Israel, making one people out of many nations through faith and covenant. The wall of separation is broken down. Ephesians 2:11-22 tells us, therefore, keep in mind that once you, Gentiles in the flesh, were called uncircumcision by those called circumcision. At that time, you were separate from Messiah, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise. But now, in Messiah Yeshua, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of the Messiah. For he is our shalom, the one who made the two into one and broke down the middle wall of separation. This is so important. In Yeshua, we are no longer outsiders. We are brought near. The middle wall of separation is broken down. There is no longer Jew and Gentile as two separate peoples in God's plan. There is one new humanity. At that time, you were separate from Messiah, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise. This phrase shows us that these were for Israel, and at one time not for us. But now we are joint heirs with Yeshua. We are children of Abraham by faith in Messiah. Abraham birthed Israel, and in him all the nations of the earth are blessed. Why? Because Yeshua came and made a way for us to be included. He did not make for us to replace Israel, but included in Israel. We're heirs according to promise. Galatians 3:26-29 tells us, for you are all sons of God through trusting in Messiah Yeshua. For all of you who were immersed in Messiah have clothed yourself with Messiah. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or female. For you are all one in Messiah Yeshua. And if you belong to Messiah, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. Isn't that exciting? Are you getting this? Is this making sense to you? This is straight up Bible, not my opinion or my interpretation. It states it outright, so there should be no misunderstanding, no confusion. No Jew and no Gentile means we are all one in Messiah. Not two people groups. One new man. Ephesians 2:15 underscores this unity. He did this in order to create within himself one new man from the two groups, making shalom. That's so straight up simple. Again, it's not two groups, but one new man. This is exactly what the Bible says. So again, Ephesians 2:12 tells us, at that time you were separate from Messiah, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Messiah, you are no longer strangers. You are citizens of Israel's commonwealth. Hallelujah. This is exciting to me. Here's a few other key scriptures. 1 Corinthians 12:12-13. For just as a body is one and has many parts, all the parts of the body, though many, are one body. So also is Messiah. For in one ruach we are all immersed into one body, whether Jewish or Greek, slave or free. And all were made to drink of one ruach. Remember, ruach, it means spirit. In Colossians 3:11, Here there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, savage, slave, and free, but Messiah is all and in all. In John 10:16, I have other sheep that are not from this fold. Those also I must lead, and they will listen to my voice. So there shall be one flock, one shepherd. The testimony of Scripture is overwhelming. There's one God, one Messiah, one people. There's no room for separation. But why does this matter? Because theology shapes how we live and how we see others. The dispensational framework, by teaching that Israel and the church are separate, has led to confusion, division, and even fostered anti-Semitism. When the church sees itself as replacing or being separate from Israel, it can begin to see the Jewish people as rejected by God or irrelevant to his plan. History is filled with examples of this leading to disdain and even hostility toward the Jewish people. Think of the Holocaust. When we separate what Yahweh has joined, it leads to confusion about our identity and calling. Are we a parenthesis in God's plan? Or are we the fulfillment of what he promised all along? It can give rise to pride, causing us to feel like Yahweh loves the church and has rejected the Jewish people. But the verses we read tell us that Yahweh loves his people and have added to them by allowing Gentiles to be grafted into Israel. Even Jewish people by birth can be removed from the tree if they reject Yeshua, the Messiah. But they can also be grafted back in if they choose to believe and are baptized. We learn this in Romans 11:19-23. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. True enough, they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. Notice then the kindness and severity of God. Severity toward those who fail, but God's kindness towards you, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. Once again, one tree. And your belief in Yeshua Messiah is what gets you in the tree or removes you from the tree. If you do not believe in Yeshua Messiah, you will be cut off. Doesn't matter if you are born a Jew or a Gentile. Whether you're a slave or free, male or female, none of that matters. All that matters is whether or not you believe in Yeshua Messiah. And all those who believe in Yeshua Messiah will be in the tree, be part of the tree. Church history shows that whenever the church has separated itself from its Jewish roots, error and arrogance follow. We must return to the biblical view. We are grafted in, not set apart. The way forward is clear. Embrace the unity that Yeshua purchased. See yourself as part of Israel. Romans 11:24. For if you were cut out of that which by nature is a wild olive tree and grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree? Ephesians 2:19. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Who would you say are God's people? Historically, Israel was called God's people. Now we are fellow citizens. This does not say that we have replaced the people of God, but are also the people of God. We are one family in Messiah. called to bless Israel and the nations, not divide them. This briefly addressed the pre-tribulation rapture teaching. This doctrine says the church will be removed before tribulation comes, so that God can deal with Israel separately. But Yeshua himself warned us in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have shalom. In the world you will have trouble. Take heart, I have overcome the world." In some translations, that word trouble is tribulation. So in the world, you will have tribulation. But take heart, I've overcome the world. In Matthew 24:9 and 21-22, Yeshua says, "Then they will hand you over to persecution and will kill you. For then there will be great trouble." It's again sometimes translated as tribulation. "Such as has not happened since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will. If those days had not been cut short, no one would be saved. But for the sake of the chosen, those days will be cut short." Yeshua doesn't say we'll be taken out before trouble comes. He says we are to endure, to be faithful witnesses, even in tribulation. Revelation 14:12 tells us, "Here is the perseverance of the Kiddushin, those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Yeshua." Kiddushin means holy ones or saints. So that's us, believers in Messiah, called to persevere. So where does this leave us? With a call to humility, to search the scriptures daily, and to embrace our true identity as part of Yahweh's people. We are not a separate people, but grafted in, citizens of Israel's commonwealth, heirs of the promises. Let's not foster division or confusion. Let's bless Israel, because when we bless Israel, we bless ourselves. Let's love one another, because Yahweh is love, and we must love others. Or the Bible tells us in 1 John 4:20, "If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." That's a pretty bold statement right there. So if you don't love your brothers and sisters in Christ, or just love people in general, how can you love God? God is love. He loves everyone. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to salvation. And if we don't love people, we won't be willing to preach the good news to them. We won't be willing to accept them into our churches, into the family. We won't allow them to be grafted in if they have issues or a past. How can we act like that? Yeshua modeled it for us. He ate with sinners. He showed them the way to stop sinning. He gave them hope in a future. He allowed them to become disciples. And so must we. All are welcome in the house of God to be born again. We just lead them to repentance and baptism and allow them to receive the Ruach HaKodesh. Become part of us. We allow the Lord to graft them in. We don't reject them because of their past or their nationality or whatever. Color of skin, gender. Doesn't matter what they are in those natural ways. They can all be grafted in and become part of the body of Christ if they receive Yeshua Messiah. Amen? Let's love people enough to allow them in. Let's stand firm in the truth of Scripture. Scripture is abundantly clear that replacement theology is incorrect, wrong. There's only one tree, Israel. Yeshua is the root, and we are grafted in. Scripture connects Messiah to the root of Israel in this way. Israel 11, 1 and 10. Then a shoot will come forth out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch will bear fruit out of his roots. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will seek him, and his resting place will be glorious. Paul applies this to Yeshua in Romans 15, 12, when he says, again, Isaiah says, there shall be the root of Jesse, and the one who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles hope. I am Jewish by DNA. I have Jewish DNA. But I was raised as a Gentile. I didn't know my Jewish roots or my Jewish DNA. Not until a couple decades ago. Then I took a DNA test and I learned that I have Jewish DNA. But it really doesn't matter what your DNA is. Because in Yeshua, we are all in one tree. We are all Israel. Revelations 22:16, Yeshua says, I, Yeshua, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for Messiah's communities. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. So while Romans 11's root also refers to the patriarchs and promises of Israel, Yeshua is the ultimate fulfillment and source, the root and support of all believers. We are grafted into him. He supports us. We bear fruit because we are connected to Yeshua. Yeshua uses this picture to show us that all life and fruitfulness flows from him. John 15, 1 through 5. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he trims, so that it may bear more fruit. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Just as the olive tree's branches depend on the root, so Yeshua's followers depend on him as the vine. Natural-born Jews could be removed from the tree by rejecting Yeshua, but also grafted back in if they turn and repent and are baptized. This was the plan all along. Yahweh set apart Israel to bring forth the Messiah and teach the nations about the one true God. Now we also have that same mandate to make disciples of all nations. This is an amazing plan. It is truly the good news. We, no matter what nationality we claim for our heritage, can become children of God. We can be grafted into the olive tree and connected to the vine and partake of the promises Yahweh gave Abraham and then Israel, because we too are Israel. If you've grown up hearing dispensationalism taught as gospel, I understand this may feel challenging. I urge you, don't just take my word for it. Search the scriptures. Ask the Ruach HaKodesh to teach you. And see if these things are so. Amen? Let's pray. Yahweh, open our eyes to see your plan. Give us the courage to stand on your word, no matter what is popular or traditional. Help us to love Israel and the whole body of Messiah as one people. Give us the strength to endure whatever comes, knowing that in Yeshua we have shalom. I sincerely pray this message enlightened, encouraged, and maybe even challenged you to search the scriptures for yourself. I implore you, as you do life this week, study what it means to be part of Israel, entitled to the blessings found in the promises of God. Allow this knowledge to help you grow in your faith and trust in our Messiah Yeshua, and may it bring shalom, to your home.